and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media in Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, it's August the 27th, a Monday. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we're streaming live, of course, at KCNR1460.com. Get into our chat room there. Good morning, John, and guests, and other people that are in there. And, of course, we are always glad to have Bad Bob.
And good morning. Beautiful morning out there.
Yeah, we're going to call on you in a minute for you to give a film review. But speaking of a beautiful morning, and
it
here
is.
She is.
Oh, currently 56 degrees. 56! Don't you remember?
You know what? It was
amazing.
Like that on the beach here like a month ago.
Can you just remember it was 56 degrees. I'm just loving this fall weather. Of course, we do have, okay, the forecast through Wednesday is areas of smoke. That is what the forecast says, the overall heading. Tonight's temperatures, looks like we're going to be getting 59. So what we're looking at now, and today will be 88. Isn't that fabulous?
88.
Tomorrow is 90, and Wednesday looks like we're around 93. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, don't forget, they're always doing their wine flights. They have beer out there now. They
pizza
have
Thursday
night, pizza night. And you can go to AnselmoVineyards.com, and you'll see the music lineup. Also, of course, do you want to know, before we go to our Market Minute, what the we don't want to talk about what we did over the weekend real fast. You want to wait till after the break.
Let's do the Market Minute, because they have lots of things to do to try and keep up with what's going on with Wall Street. Nobody else can. Chris Lasondek, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into a new trading week, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 34 points at 13,123. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1,409, while the NASDAQ Composite's unchanged at 3,070. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 78 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Nokia up 25 cents at 3.23, Bank of America down a dime at $8.06, General Electric up a nickel at $20.85, and Valero up $1.42 at $30.66. Of local interest, PG&E down a nickel at $44.02, Safeway's up 3 cents at $15.51, and North Valley Bank up 25 cents at $13.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is price yield 1.65%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down $1.37 a barrel at $94.78, and precious metals are little changed, with gold up 16 cents at $16.69.90, while silver is up 18 cents at $30.95 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris Lasondek, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo advisor with our Market Minute, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. If anybody can get you through Wall Street, it's our Wells Fargo advisors located on Park Marina Drive.
Chris does a great job as well. They all do when they call in.
They all do. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we come back. We've got lots of stuff. We've got a big show today.
How was your weekend?
National level guest on today. And we're going to talk about Obama, 2016, Obama's America. We've got a bunch of other things we want to talk about.
Things that happened over the weekend, too. We want to catch up with that. So we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I used to fool around, but I couldn't take punishment. Wind River. Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better
on the river.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott.
Monday morning. Okay, I know we always like to start off with a little bit about this day in history, if it's worthy. Today, it's Oil Day. Just be mindful of that. In Titusville, Pennsylvania. I'm glad I read that right. I almost looked at the U. In 1859, a shaft is being sunk deep in the ground and the drill had reached 69 feet, 6 inches. W.A. Smith, better known to the drillers and other folk in the small town in western Pennsylvania as Uncle Billy, saw a dark film floating on the water. The water was below the derrick floor. Colonel Edwin Drake kept drilling because what Uncle Billy saw was oil. Oil, that is. Black gold. Come listen to my story by my name, Jed. You know all the lyrics? I should have asked you to... Bob, it was Monday morning when it perfect to have the Beverly Hillbillies. Anyway, soon the first commercial oil was pumping out 20 barrels of crude oil a day. You should see these guys looking at me. If you could be in the station right now and see these two guys, they're like... This wasn't Texas crude, by the way. It wasn't Oklahoma gold. This was Pennsylvania oil, folks. Titusville, Pennsylvania, home of the
started.
First oil well.
And the price of oil today, it went up to $94 a barrel. And when you look at the hurricanes going across the Caribbean, you look at which shuts down the oil platforms, and you look at the fire they had out on the West Coast. Just stand by, my friends. Or can we see $5 oil?
I don't know. This
before the Democrat convention, wouldn't that be great?
Well, Oakley, you want to talk a little bit about this weekend?
I do, but first I want to give a shout out to my daughter,
Jennifer.
Our daughter, Jennifer.
We were going to try to call her. But
we tried. But
we'll call her within the show.
She's delivering kids to school, and she's on her way to her clinical.
It's her birthday.
It is. She's 38 years old today.
So your first.
I had her when I was two.
Your first and only daughter.
That's right.
Was born on this day.
That's right. And when I went to, when I, when, gosh, And it was a long delivery for my wife. And she was born at Camp Pendleton, California, in the old hospital. Her daughter, my granddaughter, was born at Camp Pendleton in the new hospital. And ecstatic today that our daughter, Linda's not our daughter, stepdaughter, is 38.
She's
and
great.
Is just a great person.
You know, it's so. always hear about, oh gosh, what is it like with the kids? Well, you know what? She's a pleasure. Her husband is a pleasure. And I love the way I say this to everybody, and I mean it with all my heart. I love how they parent. It's very nice for me to be around the kids. I feel they're, you know, they read to their kids every night. They ask them questions. They make them sit at the table. It's like, wow, they engage. So I feel like I have this relationship. I mean, we started off with this early relationship where I could engage with the kids. They are great kids and a great family. So, you know, you did a great job, Carl.
Well, my ex-wife also had a
lot
to do with
that.
Kathy is a great woman. And
shout out to Kathy, too.
Shout out to Kathy.
She's the one that had her on this day. I mean, you know, you had something to do with it. But, you know, Kathy, when we go to Albuquerque, we actually visit with Kathy.
I'm pretty sure I had something to do with it.
It's really nice
to
be able to do it because it's a family. It's always going to be a family no matter what. And wherever you go, when the grandkids get married and things go on, you know, all families that are involved with the, you know, with the birthing and the family, they're going to be involved. I keep telling that to my other parts of my other family that no matter what, there may be breakups and stuff, but they're all involved.
We're truly blessed. Is that I don't think she's ever going to move back with us. I'm pretty sure she's pretty independent now.
We're not blessed because of that.
Well, you know what?
They're always
welcome. Well, there's a lot of people by say, gosh, you're blessed. God, you mean they're not going
to? No, we get to see them in just about 5 days. I'm excited.
That's right. Hey, Bad Bob.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the third highest ranking show or most grossing show as far as money goes in America this weekend called 2016.
Well,
America.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza's documentary went way past expectations. They thought it might clear $4 million, and this is in considerably fewer theaters than the other so-called blockbusters.
This is a limited release. I mean, it's not like it's playing all the United States. It's kind of, and it's being advertised mostly via stations like ours or Fox News or places like this where we're saying, yeah, you need to go out and take a look at it.
The interesting thing I found, well, personally being a videographer myself, I found the filmmaking techniques to be, you know, highly effective, and it was a very well-done film. But what interested me is that most of the focus was on, first of all, he doesn't subscribe to the birther theories. He talks about Obama's formative years in Hawaii, the schools that he went to there.
Yeah, I think we should just, you know, let that one go, people. I mean, I've never been a subscriber for that because
it's a smokescreen, a red herring.
It's a smokescreen, that's right. It keeps your attention and makes people spend money and get away from the real purposes.
The focus of the film is on the people who shaped Obama's life, particularly Obama Sr., even though he was they only met on one occasion, but these other mentors through the years, and D'Souza just does an amazingly effective job of connecting. Oh, well, Jeremiah Wright, Bill Ayers.
That's Bill Ayers, the terrorist, right?
Right.
And that's Jeremiah Wright, the one that was, damn America.
Yes.
Those two, right?
Yes.
That Obama said he never heard anybody say anything negative.
This whole rogues gallery of basically people who want to do away with America as we know it, and his heavily, and they go deeply into the anti-colonial sentiment. That is basically says that everybody needs to be exactly the same.
Okay, yeah. That's
everybody needs to be exactly the same, but it's
not like that. You are not allowed to achieve. Well, that's the quote
like
ideal.
That. Yes. Oh, that's the ideal. So we're all like a communist, like the communist society.
Is that why they're determined?
Where everybody's the same. Everybody makes the same.
Yeah, pretty much. From each according to his abilities to each according to his needs mindset, you know, that the state is the great,
the great
developing.
Nipple.
Yeah, yeah.
So. The state is the great nipple and we should all suckle from it.
I have a question for you. When you were leaving the theater, did you hear people talking around you?
there was a lot of thoughtful dialogue. There was actually some polite applause at the very end of the film, which you don't hear very often these days. And a lot of discussion. The mood was generally, a lot of things came to light in the film that I had certainly never been aware of. And there was nothing, you know, absolutely.
Such as?
Well, like I said, those formative years where he went to school in Hawaii, how...
It was not a hit piece on him, though.
No,
from what I understand,
it was not.
It was not a hit piece. And people would expect to go out to see all these things. They won't be happy, but people that want to learn anything about the most least known president in our history.
It connects a lot of dots.
Did it talk about his school?
Yes, it did.
What did it talk about his university?
Well, when he went to the university in Hawaii, that very strong... anti-colonial, anti-American sentiment. Also, the group that he hung with at Harvard and the organizations that he belonged to. It connects a lot of dots. That each individual item taken in and of itself is no big deal, but when you put the aggregate together, it's a chilling picture of where the country could go if these folks have their way, because they do not like America the way it is now, period. All these formative people.
What kind of age group was in your... I'd say ours.
Okay. Our age group, yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about that when we get back. How's that?
Okay. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Join North Valley Stand Down for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Stand Down Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well...
And how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man, made better.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window could be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yes, 7:24 in the morning. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Media with Carl and the Bot. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Shout out to Joe. Joe, you got our best thoughts coming at you, my friend. And you also want to send everybody down to Espresso Joe's and over there to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. You can't find better cigars than you can at Tobacco and Brew, or better coffee than you can at Espresso Joe's right there. Not only that, but when it gets warm, they have those great icy drinks, those cold lattes. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans, my friends. All right, when we talk about 2016, Obama's America, 6.3 million they made this weekend. They finished third. They beat out three brand new releases. And people say, well, wait a minute, and as we talked about, limited release. In other words, it's not in a lot of theaters. But it's making like $7,000 per theater. That's not bad when you think about it. Now, why is this such a shocker to the experts? Well, I can tell you why. It's because it's the liberal media. They don't expect this. They don't realize yet, my friends, is that America is middle of the road, leaning to the right conservatively. That's just the way it is. They, you know, movies that don't do well, and we've seen them here over the past few years. Anything that really hits America, that wants America to look bad, doesn't do well. Or the military, as you know, there was one film that came out. I don't even remember what the name of it is now, but it was a blatant attack on the military. And you know who the producer of this was? The guy that owns, I think, the Dallas Mavericks, whatever that jerk's name is. And it made something like $50,000. It didn't, I mean, it didn't make that. That's how much it gross was, $50,000. Nobody went to see it. He lost millions on it, and I couldn't be happier. I hope he, what's his name, Mark Cuban or something like that? I hope he never makes another movie. So why are people so surprised that these and other movies that kind of like Christian-based movies that have good endings and have morality and have actually have lessons in them are making lots of money, and that they do well. It's just the way it is. You know, it's something that, you know, people need to take a look at. Hey, this change. We got a few minutes here before our first guest comes on. Reading fire officials are to meet with the Board of Supervisors, and Board of Supervisors want to find out what are the policies for letting fires burn. Is it, you know, this total, you know, right now we've got
a managed wildfire
that burnt thousands and thousands of acres. Ponderosa Fire was not one of those, even though it burnt thousands of acres. But what happened up in Lassen to let that happen? And I want to talk just a couple minutes about one of the great things we have here in Redding, right here in River City, and it's the trails. And my wife, Linda, took me out yesterday.
For your birthday, all the family got together and got you a bicycle. You know, I mean, it was just a mid-level or just a nice, durable bike. Didn't have to be any fancy anything. And
it's not a $1,000 or $2,000 mountain bike or road bike.
It's a nice bike.
Just a great kind of like ride around town bike.
Yeah. And I think what inspired
with 21 gears.
Well, what inspired us as well is that I've been carrying around for I don't know how long. My grandmother, drove it all the way back from Colorado in a U-Haul truck with a bunch of stuff from my grandfather when he passed away. Inside the garage was a 78 Schwinn. Found out it was called a Chicago Schwinn. So I had actually the bicycle shop here. Down off of Athens that worked on it and refurbished it. And it's been sitting in the house. And I said, okay, so I'm going to get Carl a bike. So yesterday, for the first time, we put it in the back of the truck.
And we went for a bike ride.
And it was so wonderful.
We rode along the trails, and it's beautiful.
Behind the senior center, that stretch over there.
I should have stopped right there. Because Linda's out on this bike, and she's just pedaling in middle gear. I'm still trying to figure out the gears, and she looks over at me. And I've got it in a low gear, so your feet have to go like a thousand.
Kind of a hamster in a cage.
A hamster in a cage. I'm going,
what? She goes,
she said, why are you pedaling so
like
fast?
Like Fred Flintstone in the mobile.
She said, why are you pedaling so fast? I said, I don't know. I said, let me try. I'm trying to adjust the gears on this. So I finally adjusted the gears and went into a really high gear when we hit this hill. And it was like, So I get halfway up the hill and decide.
Hey, we saw John Dixon on
the. And so Linda goes, oh, let's just keep going till we get to the bench on the top. I said, I get to the bench on the top. They better have a defibrillating machine to start my heart. So I turned around and I coasted down the hill. And Linda's behind me. She passes me, goes in circles around me twice. Stop at the park bench. I laid down. John Dixon comes by, thumps my chest twice. He says, I think you guys better head home. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Business Network Wall Street is searching for direction in early trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow is down about 40 points. On the upside, shares of Navistar International are getting a boost after the company named former Textron chief executive Lewis Campbell as its new interim CEO. Company's previous CEO is retiring effective immediately. Campbell has also been added as an executive chairman of the Truck and Engine Makers Board. AOL shares are also on the rise after the company announced a $600 million stock buyback and a cash dividend of $5.15 a share. The move is part of AOL's final efforts to return all of the proceeds of the $1.1 billion patent sale to Microsoft to shareholders. And General Motors has banned both President Obama and Mitt Romney from all of its plants, at least until after Election Day. The U.S. Treasury still remains the largest shareholder of the company, but the bailed-out GM wants to avoid becoming a prop for either side of the campaign trail. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducts in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Come and get it. Sunday, September 9th, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any asphalt cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday, September 9th. Come and get it.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. Are you having a good day out there? I mean, I survived the bike ride and the chest thumps that I got. Today is the 27th of August. 7:35 is our time. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you're a member of the chat pack, which anybody can be, I mean, it's not like you have to pay anything or even give your name. We're having big surprises. And I'd say Bad Bob is erasing and writing here. Okay. Well, look, our guest for this segment is Linda Payne, who heads up the Election Integrity Project. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming up here to the North State.
Thank you.
Where are you located out of?
I'm out of L.A. County, the Santa Clarita area.
Okay. Linda Payne. Did I get that right?
Right.
Okay. Linda, tell us what the Election Integrity Project is.
The Election Integrity Project is a citizen-run grassroots organization that came together when many of us in the southern counties went to observe the polls in 2010 and saw anomalies and actions that were very troubling. And so we came together to help our register of voters and citizens in our counties to have a fair and honest election.
Yeah.
So we worked together with True the Vote. True the Vote mentored us. They're an organization out of Texas. And they actually got this whole thing started. They're kind of the point of the spear. There are 32 states that now have organizations like ours and like True the Vote to make sure that our voter rolls are updated, that there are anyone who is deceased or duplicate ballots or addresses where there's multiple registrations that haven't been cleaned up yet. We work with the ROVs to help them clean that up. And then we also train observers and poll workers to go to the polls and ensure that the election laws are being followed. That is the best way to have a fair, honest election. And so that's what we do. It's a citizen get involved kind of group.
What do you see is currently, would you say, is the trend we're looking at?
We have seen across the counties a large number of duplicate ballots on the voter rolls, and I would, they're in the thousands per county. We've got a county with 2,000, another county with 6,000. We have a large county with 25,000 duplicate ballots on the voter rolls, and this is very problematic because there are those who would take advantage of that and use those duplicate ballots to have someone go and vote in the person's place. Oftentimes those ballots, people don't know that they have a duplicate ballot on record. That shows up sometimes because maybe they have applied or registered to vote for a second time, maybe their signature has changed, and it's a very legitimate reason. But we're hearing that our registrar voters are under budget and they don't have the staffing to get in there and update those voter rolls. And so there they sit, just waiting to be used for someone who would be willing to use them, take advantage.
Linda, what do you think about this proposal by the mob down there in Sacramento to give driver's licenses to those who have applied for a worker's permit, even though they're not citizens?
Well, we see that as very problematic, and in fact, part of some of that legislation is to include a change of how we verify signatures. There's always legislation coming down from Sacramento that seems to lighten the policies and procedures of our elections, which open the door to the possibility of massive voter fraud. So if we're looking at a driver's license application signature to verify voting, then there is not a way to make sure that it is the voter, because it's not the voter application. I think across the state people are really feeling the same way. It should be one citizen, one vote, and we should have a way to ensure that.
Yeah, I agree on that. And we do need to clean out the voters' rolls, and we need to have people there. But when you give illegals a driver's license, and I don't know if it's marked a certain way that says this person is not eligible to vote in our, you know, in our state or federal elections. I don't even know if that's even in there someplace, or if this is just some kind of driver's license that, see, if it doesn't have any mark on it, that means I can go in and say, oh, look, I want to vote. And there's no way of checking to see if I'm a citizen or not.
Well, there is a place to mark on the application to vote, and I believe the driver's license too, that you check off a box that says, yes, I'm a citizen, or no, I'm not a citizen. So there is that attempt to identify that, but I don't know that that is a big part of updating the voter rolls. We with Election Integrity Project believe that since that is not an option for us, we are not allowed to even ask that question. But there is so much that we can do to correct the voter rolls that even without being able to identify that, we believe that we can update those voter rolls, and we have been updating those voter rolls, removing those duplicates, and ensuring that each registration belongs to one citizen. And that is definitely making a difference already.
Great. Hey, Linda, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Linda Payne, who heads up the Election Integrity Project, which is cleaning up the voter rolls, making sure that there is one person for one vote instead of one person and 12 votes, and that probably that the people are alive that are voting, which would probably also be a big help. We're going to be right back. Carl and the Bots, 7:41 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945.
for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Trish Clark from the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, inviting you to join us for a prime rib dinner prepared by the Anderson Rotary on September 8th, 6 p.m. at Fusaro Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Music and entertainment will be provided by Shasta County's own Chris McCandless. Great raffle, gifts, fun, and dancing. Event is being held as a fundraiser for new floors at the Frontier Senior Center. Call 365-3254 for tickets. Hope to see you there.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah,
good morning.
Welcome back
to KCNR. It's currently 58 degrees downtown studios of KCNR 1460.
Can you believe this weather?
It's fabulous.
Wow.
Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Currently 7:44 in the morning on this, I can't believe it, 27th day of August, your daughter's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jennifer.
Yep.
And, you know, Ensemble's music this weekend, pizza, 474-5546.
Give them a call out there.
Yeah. Hey, our guest is Linda Payne, Election Integrity Project. I guess you're the director of it. Is that right, Linda?
I'm one of the co-founders and presidents.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, when you're going through the, you all volunteer to go through the voting rolls and to make sure everybody is who they're supposed to be. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct.
And they let you do that? The registrars let you do that?
Yes, absolutely. Our company qualifies to purchase the data. Not just anybody can purchase the data. They're qualifiers, and so our company qualifies. We are meticulously careful with the data that it doesn't go out to anyone that's not supposed to see it and work with it, and so we protect the data. The work that we do with the data, we do give those reports right back to the registered voters so that they can clean up the voter rolls.
Okay, well, that's, you know, somebody needs to do that. Do you find, when you're finding this, do you find dead people on it and people who no longer live here? Or, I mean, from, you know, if I could go in and I could say my name is Bob Belongi and I could vote because I don't have to prove it.
Yeah, you know, that is definitely a problem. And I think across the states we're all seeing, we need voter ID. Election Integrity Project definitely supports voter ID. You need a voter ID to do just about anything in California, so that would be a huge help. The issues that we see because of our lax policies and procedures in our voting is that it is very simple for someone to impersonate another voter. We get people have told us this. In the primaries, Election Integrity Project sent out approximately 1,000 volunteers from San Diego County all the way up through Sacramento County. And we observed the voting in 18 of our counties, and we reported, we documented what we saw. And some of the problems that we saw because of, I think, lack of voter ID contributed is people used what we call FastPass. The elections code indicates that, or not indicates, it actually says that the voter is supposed to initiate the conversation when they come in to vote. They state their name, my name is, and the worker replies back, okay, we've got you, Linda Payne. Then I come in and I state my address is, and I state my address. The worker verifies, okay, this is your address, marks it off, and then I sign the book. What's actually happening is that people are allowed to come in with either their sample ballot or a slip of paper, a 3x5 card, something that simply has a name and an address printed on it. They walk in and without a word they hand it to the poll worker, and the poll worker simply looks for the name in the book, check it off, hand the sample ballot down, they look for the address, mark it off, and they sign. So with that lack of a policy, even, and it is contrary to our elections code, that allows someone to come in and impersonate a voter and sign. And we know this is happening because people have called us and have told us they have come in to vote and someone has signed the book for it before they got there.
Well, you know, this is somebody went in, I think they went on a little documentary and went in and said their name was Eric Holder in his area, and they were getting ready to let him vote. He had it in his hand and walked over to the voting machine. And or he had it in his hand. I don't think he signed because that would have been a crime. But they gave it to him, and he was ready to go. And he said his name was Eric Holder because there is no proof for this. You know, speaking of the, you know what? And here's how things can happen. You can fake things all the time. And you know, if you can, you know, you can fake addresses, you can fake everything. But if you have somebody there that's just watching it and making it happen, I believe that it could have a significant impact on the on voting.
Okay, well,
just as an example, and do a quick example right before we go for a break.
A recent article that just came up, Obama has millions of fake Twitter followers. This is out of USA Today by David Jackson. President Obama's Twitter account has 18.8 million followers, but more than half of them really don't exist. According to reports, a new web tool has determined that 70% of Obama's crowd includes fake followers. The New York Times reports in a story about how Twitter followers can be purchased. The practice has become so widespread that Status People, a social media management company in London, released a web tool last month called the Fake Follower Check that it says can ascertain how many fake followers you and friends have, the Times reports.
Well, you know, see, and when you can do that, I mean, so again, it's things that are fake to make things look better. There's just more and more that we need to make sure our elections are upright.
You know, something we do with our volunteers, we train volunteers in every county on the elections code. We have a 3-hour training, and we are putting teams up here in your area, and anyone who would like to participate in the teams in the counties in the north, far north up here, they can go to our website at theelectionintegrityproject.com, and they can check on Get Involved, and there they'll find the county that they live in. There'll be a little form that shows up, and they'll fill that in and click Send, and that will come to a team in the county where they're at, and we'll start to get them set up. The training will begin in October, but they can sign up now and get on the list, so we make sure that we include them in that training. And they can also sign up for the Observer on our website and start to get our weekly newsletter, where we start to keep them informed of what's going on in our with voter ID, what's happening in California. But we saw the positive impact that we had in the primaries just from having volunteer observers there to trained in election law. Now, we're not lawyers, but we are trained on what the elections code says, how the polls should be functioning. So when we observe that something's not happening, we simply point it out to the inspector. We are allowed to speak to the poll workers and ask a question or just to clarify that type of thing, but we're very careful not to interfere with the elections. But what we have found in the primaries, that when we pointed out to the inspectors that a procedure they were using did not comply with elections code, they corrected it. And that's really good news for Californians. We believe that if we're following the election code, we can stop those illegitimate ballots from ever getting into the ballot box. And that's absolutely
critical.
And that's
what counts. Yes. Okay, we've got to take a break, Linda. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to tell everybody where you're going to be at, where they can call and where they can sign up just to be able to make sure that the elections are following our own election codes. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If your child plans to play school sports, they're going to need a sports physical. Make it easy. Bring them to Pulse Urgent Care's newly expanded facility. Pulse Urgent Care offers sports physicals for just $25. You're in and out quickly, and Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week for your convenience from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. To schedule your child's sports physical, call 722-1111. Or just walk into Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive next to Ross and Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by, Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership right here in Redding. Our buddies down at Crown Motors take a great deal of pleasure in giving you the best deal possible on a car, truck, or SUV to fit every need, and then take great care of that vehicle after they sell it to you. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. Redding Crown Motors. You know, it's a big, big buy. Keep the taxes right here in town and get the best buy you're going to find anywhere. Redding Crown Motors. Our guest is Linda Payne, who is the co-founder and president of Election Integrity Project. Now, Linda, where can people call? Now, you're going to be speaking tonight. Is that correct?
You know, we actually had a workshop yesterday.
Okay.
And so we had people from four counties up here in the north come out. And so we are looking at putting teams in four more counties up in the north. We now are in over half of the counties in California. And all, and that includes all of the large ones down south.
Well, L.A. County, San Diego, Orange, all those?
Yep. L.A. County, all of them.
Hey, we're proud of you then. You know what? I would have thought they might have fought you a little bit on this.
Oh, they have.
Oh.
They have. I just want to also let you all know, we are a nonpartisan group. We believe that a fair, honest election should be for every citizen, regardless of party affiliation. And we believe when we can ensure that, that the people voted into office will truly be the people that we vote for.
I agree 100%. We, you know, and this, you know, this is a nonpartisan appeal to people, is everybody get involved in this thing, because who wants to have you know, people complain that Bush stole the election, you know, a few years ago. And, you know, people should have complained when Kennedy stole the election back when he was elected back in president. You know, as people were, you know, talking about that. Whether it was true or not, we'll never know. But this is a way to combat that, is to, you know, is to have people there making sure that the rules are followed from both sides.
Right.
And third sides, independents. So.
Right. So if people would like to get involved, they can go to our website, the electionintegrityproject.com. And I do just want to let everyone know we are not affiliated with Judicial Watch. They have an organization as well. They started a project this summer that also has the same name. It's 2012 Election Integrity Project. But they'd like to help with the California effort, and we would love to have people's help. You can go to the website to donate. We are building a legal fund to take legal challenges. When we find the law being broken and we can show the organizations involved in that, we are going to move those legal cases forward. We need to print training materials for thousands of volunteers for November, and we have educational brochures helping citizens become educated about the election process. Many of us in California are no longer educated because as we've moved to the provisional ballot or mail-in ballot.
Hey, Linda, we're going to have to run here. Can you give us the phone number one more time?
The phone number they can call is area code 661-313-5251.
Okay.
And you will be at the Tea Party tonight.
No, I won't be at the Tea Party tonight, but Elizabeth Woodward will be there. She'll be able to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you so much. Linda Payne, Election Integrity Project.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Isaac could hit anywhere from New Orleans to the Florida Panhandle as a hurricane.
Rainfall could be extremely heavy.
Like a foot or more. And Rick Knapp at the National Hurricane Center is also warning the Gulf Coast of
6 to 12 feet of storm surge in the coastal areas of Mississippi, Alabama, southeastern Louisiana. That's why you might need to evacuate.
Now, as a tropical storm, Isaac has been brushing by South Florida. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Miami.
Tropical Storm Isaac took out power in nearly 70,000 homes and businesses here in southern Florida during the height of the storm. The Miami International Airport canceled over 500 flights. Tropical storm warnings have now been lifted here at the National Hurricane Center for southern Florida, with some lingering rains and winds as Isaac continues over the eastern Gulf of Mexico. Dave?
Now, according to the storm, killed 19 in Haiti. Two more died in the Dominican Republic next door. Isaac has shortened the Republican convention in Tampa, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
A call to order, the starting of a convention debt clock, and then a recess. This as RNC planners keep tabs on Isaac, ask whether Mitt Romney is concerned about his image and having a storm at the same time. Romney strategist Rush Schrieffer says there's a concern about those in the path.
And as I said, that is going to be our first priority, to make sure that we're taking their concerns into account. So I think we take it from there.
Everything here at the RNC is still on track for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And we have a wait-and-see attitude to see what happens with the storm.
Speaking tomorrow, Ann Romney and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Dave?
Jennifer, the modified World War II-era plane that crashed into a crowd at an air show in Reno, Nevada last year was pushed beyond its structural limits. So says the National Transportation Safety Board in a report out today that also blames loose screws in the tail assembly. The plane was going 530 miles an hour before it crashed into a crowd, killing the pilot and 10 other people. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
High-calling radio spots air daily across the U.S., but Mike does more than listen. Each week in an employee meeting, he replays a spot. And each week, Mike and his employees discuss how that topic, the message, relates to their work days. Howard Butt mentions the tone of voice one employee offers. That's not just about work. Let me tell you, tone of voice begins at home. Everyone laughs, several folks nod, an idea gains strength. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. More than 400 radio spots are yours for the downloading at thehighcalling.org. Food for thought, fuel for conversation, sharing ideas, we all do better to consider the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Two more American troops are dead in Afghanistan, shot by an Afghan soldier they were training, though Afghan officials claim it was an accident. After it happened, however, the Afghan did flee and was killed by a NATO air attack. It's another violent day in Syria, deadly fighting and a helicopter shot down.
Video posted on social media shows smoke billowing from the crash site. The helicopter caught fire and crashed after it was allegedly hit by rebels fighting with government forces in Damascus, as the intense fighting continues there. Meanwhile, there's evidence pointing to another gruesome massacre in the capital's suburb, Dara. Activists say over 300 people, possibly up to 600, were killed by pro-government militiamen known as Shabia. This as President Assad is quoted in state media, saying his regime would carry on the fight, whatever the price. In Jerusalem, Emily with the Fox News Radio.
The earth keeps rattling in Southern California, especially east of San Diego, with more tremors the day after dozens of earthquakes shook things up.
Power knocked out for 2,500 electric customers, and 20 mobile homes were rocked right off their foundations when a swarm of earthquakes struck southeastern California. The U.S. Geological Survey says the largest quake, registered at a magnitude 5.5, was centered near the town of Brawley. More than 30 other quakes with magnitudes of at least 3.5 shook the same area. Sporadic power outages also prompted authorities to evacuate some patients from one of the county's two hospitals, but no injuries are reported. Sanji Ingresso, Fox News Radio.
A large earthquake jolted El Salvador last night off the coast, triggering a tsunami warning that was later canceled. When is a haircut a hate crime? When it's an Amish on Amish attack. Jury selection starts today in Ohio. 16 people tied to a breakaway group accused of forcibly cutting the beards and hair of fellow Amish men and women. The group's leader contends it's an internal church matter. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 24. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, August the 27th. Happy birthday, Jennifer, my little darling. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat pack, and you might even get an invitation to the chat pack breakfast, which is kind of like open, everybody, 10 o'clock tomorrow at Black Bear Diner. Is our chat pack breakfast, but if you just listen, you want to just come on down and meet us and just say hello, just come on down. We'll just be glad to have you there.
Currently 58 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like our forecast will have areas of smoke today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So, but the temperatures will be climbing to around 88 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And we also, every morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06-ish, we have our Wells Fargo Market Minute. And this morning, we've got Chris Lasondak. Good morning, and what's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda. We're a little over an hour and a half into a new trading week, and the markets are little changed. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9 points at 13,147. The S&P 500 up just about 2 points at 1412, while the NASDAQ Composite's adding 9 points at 3,079. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 132 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 8 cents at 1927, Microsoft up 27 cents at $30.81, Apple up $14.62 at $677.77, while Google is down 936 at $669 even. Of local interest, Safeway's unchanged at $15.48, AT&T down 8 cents at $36.87, and Harley-Davidson up 57 cents at $43.12. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.65%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28. Crude oil is down $1.16 a barrel at $94.99, and precious metals are higher, with gold up 37 cents an ounce at $1,670.11, while silver is up 22 cents at $30.99 an ounce. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. You know, we have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, as Linda said, and they're going to walk you through what's happening in the labyrinth of Wall Street. And go on down to Park Marina Drive and stop by and see Chris and Josh and Susan and Kathy down there, the Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, let's go to Terry. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Good.
I believe your next guest is our guest tonight.
That's right. We have Paul Peterson in the studio right here. And you know what? I can just see right now it's going to
be
a great interview right here.
Oh, he was wonderful on Hannity. And we're really excited tonight at 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock. The Reading Tea Party will be having Paul Peterson in to speak, and we're really excited about it. Again, his interview on Hannity was fabulous. So
You think it was good?
And we encourage everyone to come.
You think it was good, Terry? You just wait to see what happens today.
And you can see him live tonight. You can see Paul Peterson live and up close and personal, and it'll be wonderful to be able to go support the Tea Party and all that, you know, that we believe in here. And why don't you tell us where and when again, Terry?
Oh, it's going to be at 2570 Bonneview Road, and that is at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock.
Terry, thank you so much, and, you know, we appreciate you all, the Tea Party, bringing in great speakers and to talk about a lot of things that people ordinarily would not have the opportunity to hear or listen.
Agreed, and we thank you guys, because Carl, you and Linda are basically the voice of Free People Radio up here, of the free people of the state of California. You guys have been awesome, and keep up the good fight, kids. Thanks again.
Thanks, Terry. Well, you know, you can't quit. You know, that's that last song we play. You don't back down. You've got to, you know, you got to stand up for your country. You got to stand up for what's right. Got to stand up for things that you believe in. You know, the things that make
into that, buddy.
Yeah, you know, the things that make America great. Okay.
You know, we're on a teeter-totter right now. I think that we're kind of like, it's those undecided people. It's shaking the undecided people into a reality check. And go into the voting booth and vote for those people who are, you know, it's our duty. Every person we touch is to get them motivated. So excited about our next guest here, Paul Peterson. We're just thrilled to have him in the station. And we'll be right back after these messages. KTNR 1460.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460.com.
Sure.
I can't. I think he'd like to hear it.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world, but he is the world to me.
You know, that's a classic. A classic,
yeah,
you know.
It is.
This is every time Father's Day comes out, you got to hear this. And our guest is the young man that sang that, Paul Peterson. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Carl, Linda. Good to see you.
Who
it's
is
good
the
to be here.
Actor and activist and founder of A Minor Consideration for Kid Actors Past and Present.
Right. I started that back in January of 1990. When my friend Rusty Hamer, there's a name you might remember
from the Danny Thomas show.
He ended up committing suicide when he was 42 years old. And I knew that he was in trouble personally. And we'd been friends a long, long time. And somehow or another, I never found the time to go see him in DeRidder, Louisiana. And when that news broke that morning, it was like a thunderbolt struck me. And I told my wife, I said, you know, that's never going to happen again. If there's a former kid star in trouble, I'm going to show up. And I started making calls that morning. And the first call I made was to a kid named Jay North, who was Dennis the Menace. And I woke him up out of a sound sleep.
Wow.
I said, Jay, Rusty Hamer has killed himself. And there was a long silence. And I said, Jay, that's going to be you unless you let me get you some help. And for the first time in the 30-odd years we'd known each other, he said, okay. And then when I hung up the phone, it's like, uh-oh, now what? And that was the beginning of A Minor Consideration.
A call to action.
Well, it was, because at that time, this is January 1990, Todd Bridges from Different Strokes was in jail on attempted murder charges. Dana Plato was about to be naked in Playboy. Lots of kids were in trouble at that time.
And these are kids all from that general time frame.
All from that time frame, and all had growing up on a television series,
right.
Which, of course, was my experience.
And that's and for people that, okay, gosh, how'd you get in this, is that Paul was one of the stars of a very popular TV show,
yes.
Back in the 60s.
Yeah, 58 to 66.
Wow. Called The Donna Reed Show.
That's right.
And,
that's
in fact,
time.
It's still playing
that's
today.
That's right. And The Donna Reed Show epitomized American values, you know.
She wore a little apron. Yeah, she had a
pearls.
Always pearls.
Carl Betts would come home from, I think, I don't know what he did.
He was a doctor.
A doctor, that's right.
A pediatrician. So we had
The Stone family.
Exactly.
That's right. Man, this is coming back.
Yeah, but, you know, it was an era when good manners were still in vogue. And the kids were well-groomed. And, yeah, they had their teenage problems. And remember, Shelley Fabre was the sister. Although now I tell people she's my younger sister still. and we represented a kind of time and place where people did good things naturally. It was expected that you would do good. And
your neighbors mattered.
Neighbors mattered, and you know, the status of the politics of your municipality mattered, and taking care of less fortunate people was important, and a lot
having
of
having a job.
Oh yes, especially that, and getting your
education, dinner manners at the dinner table.
Absolutely, dinner. Yeah, remember the dinner table,
yeah,
family
yeah.
dinner table.
Do you believe the show at that point was? What was happening in America right
then? Well, and that's interesting you mention that, because part of the transition after the Donna Reed Show in 1966, just think for a second what I, as Jeff Stone, my character, represented, the values of America. But there were 500,000 troops in Vietnam, and it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Remember, it was Timothy Leary writing about Tune In or Tune Out. It was an uncomfortable time because all of our values were under challenge. And it was, for me personally, because I believed in the work ethic and I believed in being kind to people, I felt like I was under personal attack. And Hollywood made that quite clear to me, that you are under attack. You represent a time that's gone. And it took about 3 years for me to figure it out that I better get out of town. So I left Hollywood, ended up going to Connecticut, picked up my education and started writing books and just kind of living a life as a young adult man. And I enjoyed it. I ended up writing 16 books and working for Simon & Schuster and Random House. But my family was all back in Los Angeles, so it took a long time for me to, about 9 years, to finally say, I got to go back to L.A. You know, Carl Betts by that time was very ill. And
I believe he died.
Oh, he died long ago.
Yeah.
70, he died in January of 78. A young man.
Yeah, he had cancer.
Yeah, lung cancer. He had worked the coal mines in Pennsylvania.
Really?
And he had lung cancer and died. I think he was 53 when he died. But
I remember he was young when he passed away.
But he had already won the Emmy when he went on to Judge for the Defense. You know,
That's right. He was a wonderful actor.
And a different kind of man. I had never met an artist. And that's what Carl was. He was a painter and a writer and he wasn't the kind of guy you took to a baseball game, you know. It wasn't fishing and football like it was with Donna Reed's husband, Tony Owen, who was our producer. He was a great guy. I mean, he talked like this, and he taught you life's lessons. I remember him saying to me one day, Paul, you got to have one enemy and four good friends. And I said, well, what's the enemy for? That's to keep you on your toes.
Well, you know what? And what you ended up doing with Hollywood meant you probably had, for every good friend you had, you probably had four enemies.
Well,
and we need to take a break, but sure. I want to talk about that when we get back.
Sure.
Is you came back to Hollywood and then things started happening, like you said, but you know, just how you were treated by somebody that just says, you know, there's nothing wrong with having morals and doing things the right way, so why are so many people getting upset?
Right.
We'll be right back. Our guest is Paul Peterson, founder of A Minor Consideration, former Hollywood TV and movie star.
Actor, novelist, activist. Can't wait to hear more about this. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Well, freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers, but
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner, Black Bear Diner.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again?
Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl on the Bot, 8:25 in the morning. You know what? It's still smoky out there. We still have fires going on. I know that we've got most of them contained, but there's still smoke. It's going to be smoke in the air for the next 3 or 4 days, and the heat is there. So who are you going to call? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, emergencies and routine maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air will be there for you. They believe in a lot of things, but old-fashioned values like quality. They guarantee their work. They take great pride in what they do. They do it right. They stand by it. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Take a look at their website at homecomfort.org. Again, give them a call, 221-2642. Now, they're slammed, but it doesn't mean that they can't get you in on emergencies.
Our guest this morning is Paul Peterson. We will be taking your calls in the next half of the show. But at the break, Paul, we were discussing what it was. I asked if you, what the educational system was, why you were growing up on the Donna Reed Show.
Well, it was fantastic. I had one tutor for 8 years, Dr. Lillian Barkley. And more important than that individual one-on-one education, I had two adult stars who had learned the lessons from shows like Father Knows Best, where the kids were pretty much left to their own devices, who made a commitment to our character development and the quality of our education. So the support was everywhere. You know, you're working with 60 people on a set every day, and nobody, when the teacher would say it's time to get back to school, groaned or grumbled, said, oh, boy, the kid's got to go to school. They were part of the process. They encouraged excellence, and there wasn't a day that I didn't learn something new and fresh, and I could go talk to a grown-up about what their experience had been, whether it was in war or in business, people that they had worked with. So it was an extraordinary experience, and you come away with that with an artificial notion of what being an adult is, because adults modify their behavior around kids. But what most of all, what I came away with was a desire not to please people all the time, but to do my best for them. And that stuff just it becomes ingrained in you. And it led inevitably to a minor consideration.
Well, that leads us to something else. Something you just said is unlike another show, Make Room for Daddy, which was Danny Thomas.
Right.
And that was Rusty Hamer and Veronica Cartwright or something like that.
Angela Cartwright. Right.
And
Veronica's her sister.
Yeah, I knew there's a couple of them there.
Yeah, but there were other shows like Father Knows Best, for example. And I'm not ratting out anybody. Robert Young wrote that he was an active alcoholic when he was doing the show.
It was no secret, right?
No secret. And Billy Gray, who played the son, was, you know, he was 26 playing 16, and he didn't much like his character, and he liked motorcycle racing and unfortunately getting high, and there were troubles there. And Lauren Chapin, the youngest who played Kitten, ended up as a heroin addict and ended up in jail on prostitution and drug charges for 5 years in Sybil Brand. And she's turned her life around, I'm proud to say. Just one of those prison conversions that really did take. But that was just a sampling of the kids who were working in the business at the time. And I grew up with these people. And after a time, after a lot of funerals and going to rehabs and prison visits and stuff, it occurred to me that the way Hollywood not only portrayed portrayed children and seniors, but also the workplace was not a healthy place for kids to be. And I and a bunch of friends, once my wife and I started a minor consideration, she's a show business nurse, by the way. Once we started this group, it just rapidly expanded till we were suddenly 600 former kid stars.
600.
600. It's just unbelievable to me. We became very active. Who owns the money when a kid works? What is the status of education in states other than California? And then, of course, we discovered things like children in the entertainment business are exempt from federal child labor laws. Now, what that means, if you're in a state like California where we have a lot of progressive laws, that's one thing. But if you go to North Carolina where there are no child labor laws for entertainment, you're at risk. And the Minor Considerations mission grew and grew because 5.5 million children go to work in America every day. 5.5 million. And most of them, I'm sad to say, are exempt from federal standards.
That's 5.5 million children go to work every day. And when you say children, what age?
I'm talking 17 and under.
17 and under. Now,
there's 800,000 children picking our crops. You know, they're largely immigrant children, of course, as you know, undocumented, and they start in South Texas and they go to the Arctic Circle. Well, their education doesn't follow them. And often the money that they earn never sees the child's pocket. It goes to family welfare. But a lot of places, sports is a disaster. I don't know if you saw, well, with just the Olympics, the physical abuse these kids are subjected to, and 80-hour work weeks, 80 hours to be a world-class athlete. So anyway, the gang in a minor consideration, we started to tackle these issues.
Well, but on something like the Olympics, these kids are driven to be to be stars, aren't they?
Well,
if a kid doesn't want to, I mean, you can force them into swimming maybe, but not to succeed. I mean, I've been involved in that in my life too.
Well,
but we got to take a break here.
I would like
to talk about that when we come back.
You bet.
Plus, the other things that are happening there in Hollywood. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Paul Peterson, star author.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Storm warnings up for a 300-mile stretch of Gulf Coast from Louisiana east.
My husband and I are staying on the beach. We want to be here to take care of our property.
She's in Pensacola, Florida. What's soon to be Hurricane Isaac expected to make landfall somewhere Tuesday night. The risk today for Florida's west coast.
Wind, storm surge, tornadoes. That's our biggest issue in rain.
Governor Rick Scott there. The Republican National Convention will officially open, then recess until tomorrow. Aftershocks follow a cluster of earthquakes in Southern California.
20 mobile homes were rocked right off their foundations. The largest quake was centered near the town of Brawley. Sporadic power outages also prompted authorities to evacuate some patients from one of the county's two hospitals, but no injuries are reported.
Fox News Radio, Sal Giangrasso. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors, and it's man's last stronghold. What else do I have to say? Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest today is Paul Peterson, who is an actor, an author, and an activist. And started an organization called
A Minor Consideration with his wife, Rana.
Rana, exactly.
Paul and Rana Peterson. And A Minor Consideration, when you say A Minor Consideration, because you're activist for minors, and especially it's interesting to hear that since you started this company, you have over 600 child actors.
Yeah, we're all in Trivial Pursuit.
Is it 600?
600 former kid stars, all genuine. Yes. You know, our oldest member is Diana Sarah Carey, who was a contemporary of Jackie Coogan back in the 20s, the silent era. She's in her mid-90s.
And there was wasn't there a law made because of Jackie Coogan?
Yes, well, let me give you the basis of the law. Let me tell you what family law says here in the state of California. We changed this, but this was the old quote. Parents of a working child are entitled to its custody, income, and services. That's a pretty good definition of slavery. Parents own their children. Well, in the ordinary course of life, in ordinary families, there are not a lot of tugs and pulls in destructive directions. But you get into show business and high-profile sports and the music world, where kids are often pushed by very ambitious parents, you're starting to look at the beginnings of destruction.
I.e. Jackson 5.
Well, how many examples do we need? Yeah. There's lots. We call them our poster children. I wrote after Michael's death, I said, exactly what did you expect? The kid started working when he was 2 years old, became the economic engine of his family, and he was Michael Jackson. He was this engine whose misbehaviors were excused. And that's what celebrity does to you. You know, Carl, we were talking about how kids can really want to do certain things that require a lot of time. But I always tell people, go to a Little League game and watch the behavior of the parents in the stands. Go to a prep football game where the coach needs to keep his job and puts a player in who's got a bad knee. When you see the adult misbehavior that surrounds children who are trying to achieve, that's when you got to stop for a second.
You know, and Paul, you're absolutely right on that. But I also know there's kids out there that are driven.
Yes.
And that is the right word. They're driven to be a success. And it's people like, they come up to be somebody like Michael Phelps that has achieved everything he possibly could want to do in swimming. I realize there's a million kids out there that never
working
will.
Work just as hard as Michael.
Yes, and they are. But just because they worked just as hard, they didn't have something.
Well,
there was something there. But the point about protecting kids from adults is I believe it. If a kid's yeah. being forced to do things, because mm-hmm. you hear about the the showbiz moms, the stage moms yep. that do things. I don't even watch it, but Toddlers and Tiaras. Oh my gosh!
Loathsome show.
It is a loathsome show.
But it's an addiction for a lot of people to watch it.
Yes, but what kind of people? Who would watch it? Pedophiles, of course, love the show. It's like the old Sears catalog for pedophiles. And for other ambitious, the lingerie ads. A lot of pedophiles will tell you that even in their farms in Iowa, that's what they were first attracted to. But it's more than that. What if a kid is making a decent income? Mm-hmm. What are you really saying to the kid when you know that their childhood career, even in athletics, is going to come to an end? Say you make it to age 30 and you've gone into pro ball. What do you do the next 50 years? Especially if you've sacrificed your education and you think that the world owes you a living. The world does not owe you a living.
Hmm.
And if you don't have your eye on the next 20 years and have a plan for that next 20 years, you can really become adrift. It's like being cast off. My friend Jeannie Russell, she was Margaret on Dennis the Menace. She said one morning you wake up in the middle of the desert and your tribe has wandered away. Because there are no guarantees that your career that you were successful at 15 or 20 or 25 is still going to be there. And that sense of abandonment is what leads to so many troubles.
You remind me of the story of Michelle Phillips,
yes.
One Day at a Time. What a tragic story.
Yes, well, exactly.
It wasn't that, Michelle Phillips, One Day at a Time.
That was the daughter.
It was the daughter.
Yeah. Okay. I forget what. Forget what her first name was.
I'm going to forget.
All right. So Phillips, we know it's
Mac.
Yes.
Right? We all call her Mac.
Okay.
Those are the kind of influences when you're in Hollywood are not always very positive. When you see Drew Barrymore talking about her addictions beginning at age 9, doing a movie in North Carolina. Firestarter was the movie. Who allows a 9-year-old or a 15-year-old to go to bars and drink? Celebrity can't excuse
Lindsay
misbehavior.
Lohan.
Well, there's another one, and Miley Cyrus turning in that direction. Or the current flap with Kristen Stewart, who even Jodie Foster came out and said, even though I was a successful kid star, this just 2 weeks ago in the Daily Beast, said, I don't think I'd do that today. The world has... With the internet and the images that won't go away, you mentioned Michael Phelps. Who took that picture of him taking a toke on a bong? How much did they get paid to rat him out like that?
How about Prince Harry?
Well, yet another. But aren't the English fun, though? They kind of like the bad boy.
Prince Harry, everybody knows who Prince Harry is. I don't think anybody was surprised. I think they were probably surprised he wasn't riding a motorcycle down the streets of L.A., like that. Hey, we got to take a break. Our guest is Paul Peterson, a great guy here. And he's talking about his a program that he and his wife started called A Minor Consideration. Because children are, especially in Hollywood, in the movie industry, entertainment industry, are being abused.
High profile.
Not
pressure.
The type of abuse that you think maybe being slapped around, but the type of abuse that ends up in drugs, suicide, mental problems. We'll be right back.
Rival slot tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199, $25 buy-in, win cash or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rival slot tournament, over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We've got a ripping show, 15 minutes left here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
Redding Harley-Davidson. That's right, established in 1977 right here by David and Robin Wright. Second generation Ernie and Jessica are running it. If you want a motorcycle to ride, why not ride an Icon? Why not ride an American machine? Why not ride a Harley-Davidson? Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give him a call, 241-7117. Go down and see Nathan. He'll sell you a bike, make you a great deal, and then they take care of those bikes. They make sure that it's safe and able to be on the road with you riding a Harley. Just remember, you can experience the ride. You can live the dream, but you got to go down to Redding Harley-Davidson.
Our guest is Paul Peterson. We've been discussing a lot of things. He is the child star on the Donna Reed Show. He's an activist. He's founded an organization called A Minor Consideration along with his wife, Rana. And we were talking at the break, which I thought was fascinating, that you are on the board of the Screen Actors Guild.
And AFTRA.
And AFTRA.
And now they're newly merged, so it's called SAG-AFTRA.
SAG-AFTRA, because when I joined, it was AFTRA, single, mm-hmm. and then in SAG. So that's I'm glad they've joined, but I don't, you know, I mean, I'm not down there doing it. So how do you feel about them joining?
Well, I supported it. Frankly, I've been supported it for a long time. In the corporate world, we watch consolidation occur everywhere. The conglomerate says they grew up. And in order to deal with them, you need that same kind of strength of unity. But I am there not because I'm a trade unionist in the classic sense of the word, but those are the groups that represent children who work. And in order to make effective change within the industry, I like to play in smoky back rooms. That's where I work. And I had to be there, and I had to have a position of authority.
Right.
So I was the chair of the Young Performers Committee, and I did show up on sets where their abusive behaviors were going on, where children were not being educated, where they were working extraordinary hours, way outside what the law permits. And then you need a platform in order to address the other issues that are important. Now, I told you what the law was about who owns the money, that parents own their children. We have made extraordinary strides, particularly in California, where now children who work own the money that they earn. What a concept. I mean, I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. It kind of makes sense that the person who does the work should own the money. But we're talking about minors, which means parents now need to serve as trustees to guard that income so that it's there for the child's use when they turn 18. But there are lots of rules we had to change. In California, a baby can work when they're 15 days old. But that wasn't good enough for Hollywood. Hollywood was hiring twins, triplets, quadruplets, who were born 10 weeks premature, and then counting 15 days, so you have a 3-pound baby coming onto a filthy working set, like it was safe. Excuse me, not safe, dangerous, don't do that. Took us 92 days to pass a law called the Preemie Law, so that Hollywood doesn't do that anymore. Because it's absurd, it's dangerous, it's dangerous. And then there were other things. Children were being punished for the sin of working. If you're absent 14 days from your school, you can be failed at your grade level. Well, guess what? Even with the state-issued work permit, children in show business were considered absent without excuse in their home school because working in show business was not an excused absence. You could be a football star and go out on the road game. Those absences were excused, but not being on a television show. So we were working bit by bit by bit to get these laws changed, and it was quite a challenge.
Well, at the break, you said that there, going back to the Screen Actors Guild, there's 160?
160 combined board members.
And you said out of the 160, they're, you know, known out, I would say, out.
Out of the closet.
Out of the closet.
There are three of us who are declared conservatives, or, if not Republican, either way. Three out of 160. That's not reflective of the country. And when you look at the work,
but they don't care, do they?
Well, because they believe they're right. Oh my God, they honest to God, because they only live and work with a certain group of people, from the highest to the lowest level. It never occurs to them that there are other ways to think of things. I know. I tell this story. Madonna telling people after 20-some-odd years of success, that she doesn't let her children look at her early work product. And I want to scream, excuse me, why did you make my kids watch what you were doing? It was harmful. It had an impact on our society. And that's my biggest struggle with Hollywood. They're not careful. They're not careful.
Well, we got to take a break. And when we come back, I like one of the things you said when you first came in, we were talking, was the kids are being sexually abused in the industry. And even though, and for film's sake, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest, Paul Peterson, and who knows who comes from this.
And we'll be speaking at the Tea Party tonight.
Right. A minor consideration, kid actors. And he's also, besides being an actor, an author, he's an activist to protect these children. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new Home Performance Program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 East Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Last segment of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, best coffee in town. Of course, the finest walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our city. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Paul Peterson, actor, author, and activist. Donna Reed show and many other shows.
Did you know I was one of the original Mouseketeers? We didn't talk about that.
You know what? I thought I read that someplace.
Yeah, sure. I was the first kid fired.
Did it have anything to do with the net?
No, okay. I was performing without a net.
Okay.
That's
right. He's also started a minor consideration. It takes care of, which protects child actors and others that may be abused in industry.
You know, the shortcut version of this is I ask people, when they watch the end of a movie that has animals in it, they see the thing. No animal was killed or injured in the making of this movie.
Yeah.
I want the same rules for kids anywhere in the world that they work. I want the same sort of passion and concern visited on children that is given to an industry spider or a fish. And that's really what I'm about.
Well, that's true, a spider. And a child is. Now, when you made this step.
When you walked through the door and you said, I am working in a very liberal environment and I need to walk through the door with my conservative values. I may never work again. I don't care. I'm laying it all on the line. You went to your wife and said, baby.
Well, we had to make that decision because we knew, both of us veterans of the industry, that there would be consequences to taking a stand. But you got to, this is not martyrdom. Look at the issue I tackled. Children. Everybody's got a soft spot for kids. So I was able to, by using children and their welfare, actually embarrass the industry. I tell people all the time, I'm successful because I am good at passing out guilt and shame. When I confront people in their treatment of the young stars, the hours they put in, the money that's being squandered, the sexualization of 8, 9, 10-year-old girls. I mean, push-up bras and padded bikini bottoms for a girl that's 9 years old. Excuse me. Somebody, an adult does that. You remember when Miley Cyrus did the pole dance at that music award show? One of our psychologists, she did, this is on national television.
I'm sure it was.
One of our psychologists that works with us said the following. Somebody had to supply the pole. In other words, children are not the authors of their fate. There are adults that surround them. There are agents and managers. There are co-workers. There's a whole system in place. And if that system isn't there to nurture the child into becoming a successful adult, there are tremendous risks. That's why my kids in the industry have 3 times the national average of substance abuse. Multiple marriages were not invented by Mickey Rooney. It's going on today. So that's why taking a stand didn't feel like a sacrifice to me. I had to do it. Somebody had to stand up.
Well, when you saw your friends.
Well, exactly.
Committing suicide and knowing another one could have.
And they do to this day. You know, it continues. It continues to this day.
Now, you travel across the country and you speak to a lot of people. And at the break, you were talking about what is it that you hear and see from most people that you meet?
Well, most people support the work I do. You know, nobody talks to me about the Donna Reed Show anymore. They come up to me at airports or when I'm giving a lecture and talk to me about kids. and the work that I've been doing. And now lately, since I've for the last 8 years also been working in the world of seniors and the problems that are going to confront this country. Because, you know, the issues,
touch that one,
it's going to bankrupt America unless we get a handle on it. And people share my values. They really do. They are right of center politically. They have real concerns about the media images their children are subjected to and the battle they go through to keep their kids kind of on the straight and narrow. It's very difficult, but those are the things people, that's the feedback I get. Hollywood is it's a cesspool. It really is.
It's not even a microcosm of America.
No, not.
It's on its own separate island. And they believe it's a self-licking ice cream cone. You know? And because everything they do, they believe they give awards to themselves and they perpetuate what's going on. And they have it's like a kingdom with despots that will not brook any type of somebody saying, hey, you know, you don't have any clothes on.
No, there's no debate. And that's what makes it so sad that they don't understand. See, because I grew up on a television show. I understand the power of the medium because, look, people, I'm still, you know, a known commodity.
Yeah.
But the people in the business don't understand the power and the impact.
Wow.
Heck, my dad and grandfather knew what propaganda was because they lived it with the Second World War. You know, Tokyo Rose was a real person.
Sure.
So you can meet Paul tonight.
Tonight.
Check him out and
we'll be at the tea party. Yes.
And 6:30.
6 o'clock we start.
6 o'clock.
It's 6 o'clock.
Great.
And we want to thank Barry DeForest for bringing
Barry,
absolutely.
First
thank minutes. You, Barry.
Now, where are they located? They're out on...
What's the name of the church?
The church is...
The Baptist Church on...
Destiny Fellowship. Right up there.
We'll get it right.
Yeah,
Destiny Fellowship. Okay, Paul, thank you so much for being
with us. What a pleasure to be here with you this
morning. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
Blessings.
And, tomorrow we're going to be talking what's happening in Sacramento. We're going to have Lucky Jezrani in here talking law and how we can fight things. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Backing me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
See, the weather outside appears to be warm and sunshiny. That will change.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, his state one of four, bracing for Tropical Storm Isaac, which could bring a 10 to 12-foot storm surge.
If you add that to a 4-foot tide, we're looking at approximately 16 foot of water that could come inland in the streams, rivers, and tributaries.
And Isaac's expected to be a hurricane before it hits, which could be late tomorrow around New Orleans. Fox's Jonathan Seri is there.
We've seen long lines at gas stations, some residents taking to Twitter and other social media to alert others as to which gas stations still have supplies.
Hurricane warnings are up for a 300-mile stretch to the Florida Panhandle. Fox's Radio's Courtney Keeley is live at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It's still stormy here with pouring rain and heavy winds, but the National Hurricane Center has discontinued its tropical storm warnings for much of eastern and southern Florida. The Miami International